as we get into our study. We want to study a little bit, and this was one of the things that was written down on those papers that you turned in a few weeks back. How to be more long-suffering. Ooh, that's a tough one. Well, I'm going to have you help me a little bit tonight. So, again, this is one of those topics. So as we study together for a few minutes, where would we go, maybe, as if we were to do a study, where would we go, first of all, to maybe get some clarity on what the word long-suffering means? First place I went, I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was talking about here. So where would you go to maybe further define, keyword there, define what long suffering means? Hello?
Dictionary.
The dictionary. All right, so what I did, now I didn't use my phone, but I used my computer. And I typed into my search the DEF, period, long suffering, and went to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. And Merriam-Webster says, or defines long suffering as, I want you to listen to this really, really carefully. Patiently. That's the first word of the definition. Patiently. Is there anybody here tonight lacking in patience? Or do we have times in our life that we lack in patience? Guilty. Especially after I have a student that's tried something 100 times, I'm going like, oh, can't you get this? My patience runs a little bit thin.
Right.
Come on now. But part of that definition for long-suffering, it starts out, it says, patiently enduring. Patiently enduring. Well, what does that mean? What does it mean to endure? Hello? I'm sorry?
Write something out.
Could write something out. But again, maybe somebody has done something multiple times. And how many more times do I have to put up with this? Have you ever had that feeling before? Somebody has done something to annoy you, maybe. How many more times are they going to do this? This is just annoying. I know at home, I'll be tapping on something. Or I have a younger family member at home, they'll be tapping on something. And I'm going like, will you stop that? Or she'll say, will you stop that? That's not enduring very well, right? It's not enduring very well. But it says patiently enduring lasting offense. Ooh, ouch. How many times that maybe you have tried to be patient with a person and maybe they just keep, what do you want to say? Offense after offense after offense. Just like this right here, you know, I might stop for a little bit and then all of a sudden it's just kind of a nervous thing. I'll start doing it again, not really realizing that I'm doing it. And then I have that younger family member going like, will you please stop it? Maybe she doesn't say please, but anyway. Patiently enduring lasting offense. Or hardship. We could could switch these two words. These two words right here, you have, if you take and put a hyphen right there, it says long suffering. What if we switch those two words around and say that we suffer long? And so when people annoy us, when people get under our skin, when people offend us, you might say, over and over and over and over again, do we suffer long with them? Do we suffer long with them? Or are we short sufferers? Are we short sufferers? But the Bible, we'll talk about this in a minute, but the Bible, one of the fruits of the Spirit is what? Long-suffering, right? Long-suffering. And so vines, maybe we want to look at it in a biblical context. I know Brother Decker says often that he uses vines, expository dictionary of New Testament words. And so we go to vines to maybe get a little further biblical explanation. And it says here that it comes from the Greek word. I'm going to have to take my paper with me to write this down and make sure that I get it spelled correctly. So it's the Greek word. Makrothem. So it's the Greek word makrothem. And if you break this down, it comes from makros, which means long, and thumos means temper. How many of us are short fused? How many of us do we suffer long before our temper finally goes poof? Or do we have one of those little short fuses that gets lit pretty quickly and we go, we explode? Is our patience level very, very short with people? Remember, we're talking about long suffering tonight. So, as we define long-suffering, do we patiently endure lasting offense or hardship? But Vines goes on to note that long-suffering is that quality. It's something, a quality about us, or a quality that every Christian should have, is long-suffering, remember. We'll talk about it a little bit more here in a minute. In Galatians chapter 5, right? It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Long-suffering is that quality to self-restraint or self-control. I think about that children's song. Self-control is me controlling myself. How are we in the area of self-control? Now, self-control takes in a lot of aspects of our life. How many of you like chocolate? Come on. How many of you like chocolate? Me, not so much. Give me vanilla ice cream any day. Or, what do you want to say? White chocolate macadamia cookies or something like that? Those right there, you can... If you sat a whole dozen in front of me with no self-control, they would definitely be gone. But the point being is if we have no self-control, then over a period of time, our eating habits will cause us to be unhealthy. If we have no self-control when it comes to spending, we're going to be in debt for the rest of our lives. And the same thing, when we talk about long-suffering, It is a matter of having some self-control. Well, what does it mean when we have self-control when it comes to long-suffering? That means that we need to practice patience, right? When those people we work with, those people that we worship with, those people that we go to Sunday school with, people in the youth group, when they annoy us, when they get under our skin, we have to have enough self-control to be patient, to control ourselves. Like Sister Sherry was talking about this morning, you know, not to roll our eyes when they get under our skin. You know, we're, like I said before in a message, we're professional eye rollers these days. Seems like when somebody gets under our skin, here they go again. Do we have the patience? Do we have the self-control to be self or be long-suffering with those around us? He goes on to say, long-suffering is the quality or of self-restraint or self-control in the face of provocation. How many times have you been provoked? I used to work with a guy, he says, I'm going to find a sore spot and I'm going to rub it till it's raw. Well, what do you mean by that? He's going to find something that gets under my skin. And he's going to take and he's just going to annoy me and he's going to annoy me and he's going to annoy me and he's going to annoy me. Well, I have to admit, there for a while, I didn't have much self-control. I got pretty upset at times. And finally, I had to come to place, okay, it is what it is. Just turn around, walk away. Treat him with kindness. Be patient with them. But how many times are we provoked? And how many times can we say that we have, what do you want to say, the self-control about us, not to get upset, to have restraint about us, to control our emotions, control those eye rolls, whatever it might be, and treat them with kindness. That's kind of hard. That's kind of hard. But remember tonight, one of the topics somebody asked us about is how to be more long-suffering. How to be more long-suffering. I think if we all want to admit it tonight, I think we all can use some work in this area, right? We all have what you want to say, according to Superman. We all have our kryptonite, right? And I'm sure that if somebody probed and if somebody worked long enough, they would find what gets under our skin, right? And provoke us. Try to provoke us. But you know, in everything that we do, young people, the overarching theme, I would say, when you talk about this, is what would Jesus do? You know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all the religious leaders of those days, of that day, they did everything they could to provoke him. But there is a verse in the Bible that says, what is it? Believe it's a kind answer or something that has to do with a kind answer turns away wrath, right? But again, Vines goes on to say, long-suffering is that quality of self-restraint, self-control in the face of provocation which does not hastily retaliate. We do not hastily retaliate or promptly punish. In the face of provocation, when people provoke us, when people upset us, when people get under our skin, instead of hastily retaliating. And that's what sometimes that, what do you want to say, that righteous indignation, which just wants to rise up with Ennis, and we're going to tell him off. We're going to tell him how it is.
Is that what Jesus would do?
Is that what Jesus would do? Long-suffering is the opposite of anger and is associated with mercy. I want you to think about that tonight. Long-suffering is associated with mercy. And in the face of somebody provoking us, somebody getting under our skin, somebody really annoying us, rather than retaliating or rather than telling them how it is, how much harder is it for us to show mercy? How much harder is it for us to show mercy? That goes against the flesh, right? That goes against everything that the flesh wants to, just get upset! But what does God want us to do? He wants us to show mercy. He wants us to show mercy tonight to those that maybe we think, well, they don't deserve mercy. Well, who makes us the judge of whether they deserve mercy or not? We're not the judge. God is, right? But our job is to show mercy. Exodus 34 and 6. I want you to think about, as you turn there, Exodus 34 and 6. We'll actually talk about the first five verses, but I want you to go back. I want you to think about, as the Israelites traveled into the wilderness, they were making the journey to the promised land. I want you to think about how many times they provoked God. And there were times, you might say, that Moses had a good God and had to talk him off the ledge there a little bit, right? He had to intercede for the people of Israel. But on the other hand, Moses got upset with them too. And God had to say, whoa, 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 hang on there, Moses. Hang on there. But this account here talks about, this is God talking with Moses. Remember when Moses went up to the mountain and he got the Ten Commandments and he came back down and he heard all this big party going on? What did he do with the tables, the stone tables that the Ten Commandments were written on? He broke them. He was angry. His human reaction was, oh, why bother? Threw them down on the floor and broke, or on the ground and broke them. How often do we get exasperated and we think, what's the use? I'm sure that's how Moses felt. But you know what? There were consequences for that reaction. Just like there's consequences for any reaction that we have. Whether they're good or bad. So in verses 1 through 5, we read that God says, okay, since you broke the tables, guess what? You get to carve out the next set. And he says, once you get them carved out, meet me back up on the mountain. So, whatever you want to say, whether it was Moses' little hissy fit, you might want to say, or whatever, he broke the tables, but he had to carve out some new ones. God says, then meet me back up there. I'll put everything back on them again. But in verse 6, you know, I thought about this in my human mind. God's probably saying, Moses, Moses, Moses. What'd you go and do that for? What'd you go and do that for? Have you ever had to say that to somebody? I've said that to people before. What you gonna do that for? Now, this is what you're gonna have to do to make this thing right. This is what you're gonna have to do to fix it. But in verse six, says the Lord passed before him. Well, who did he pass before? Moses. He passed before Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. You know, God could have dealt harshly with Moses for the reaction that he had. But he didn't. He was merciful. He said, hey, listen, you broke the first set. You're going to carve out a second set. I'll meet you back up on the mountain. But he could have dealt harshly with Moses as a result of that. But what does it say here? The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. Are we as long-suffering as God is long-suffering today? Are we as long-suffering as God is long-suffering? 1 Peter 3:20, and I want to just make mention of this. I want you to think about this. Talk about long-suffering. God saw the wickedness of the people that inhabited the earth in the time of Noah. But what did God allow over that long period of time that the ark was being built? What did Noah do along with building the ark? He preached. God gave them opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Talk about long-suffering. Because in the end, God knew that there were only going to be 8 souls saved as a result of that ark being built. As a result of that, all that preaching going forth, he knew there were going to be 8 people. Could have been multitudes. Could have been multitudes saved. But yet, in his mercy, he was long-suffering. He allowed Noah to preach along with building the ark, God knowing that there were only going to be 8 souls saved as a result. Noah and his family. Are we as long-suffering? You know, sometimes we get frustrated with people. We're thinking, why is people doing what they're doing? Why can't they wake up? Are we as long-suffering as God is long-suffering? Are we as patient with others as God is patient with us? I want you to think about it in your Christian walk with Him. I think we all can say that we've stumbled, we've fallen, we've failed. And maybe it's been numerous times in the same area. I have to admit, I'm a slow learner sometimes. But did that mean that when I failed the first time, God cut me off? No, He didn't cut me off. Second time? No, He didn't cut me off. Third time? No, He didn't cut me off. Why? Because God is long-suffering and patient. And I think God can say the same thing about you. He's been long-suffering, He's been patient, He's been merciful to each and every one of us in this room tonight. But are we as patient, as merciful and long-suffering as God is tonight? You know, if we do a study, if we went into Bible Gateway, and I just typed long-suffering into my Bible Gateway search, and there were actually 14 verses that talked about or used the word long-suffering. And you know what the majority of those were? God being long-suffering with His people. But there were some in there talk about us being long-suffering toward our fellow men. But God is merciful and patient and long-suffering with each and every one of us. Matthew 18, 21 through 35, we won't turn there tonight, but it's often called the parable of the unforgiving servant. I think you all know about the parable of the unforgiving servant is all about. One servant owed another servant a small amount of money, right? But also we had this one servant that was owed that small amount. He owed a huge amount of money. And the king was going to put him and his family and everybody in prison, you might say. Or they were going to be servants for the rest of their lives. And what did he do? He went and begged for mercy, right? And he got mercy from the king. But then what did he do? After he received mercy from that king, he went out to his fellow man that owed him just a small amount of money and says, "Hey, you need to pay me what you owe me right now. Or I'm going to throw you in prison until I'm paid." What was the end of the one that owed the great amount? Even though he was forgiven, being that he did not forgive, was not merciful to his fellow man, what happened to him? He was the one that got thrown in prison, right? He was the one that got thrown in prison until the debt was paid. But Galatians 5 and 22 and 23, this is what we alluded to a little bit earlier. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. I want you to think about this. This is what's listed first, love. And that's what we have to have active and working in our lives, young people, is love. Not only love for God, but we have to have the love of God for our fellow man active and working in our lives. Why? Because all these other fruits here are not going to be any good unless we have love. First for God, and then for our fellow man. But it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And you notice what comes along after that? It says, gentleness. Gentleness. How many of us are gentle when it comes to working with our fellow man, our brothers and sisters, those people that we interact with on a daily basis? It says gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And I read this as we finish up tonight. I read this. It's called Long-Suffering Self-Examination Questionnaire. And it asks here, am I slow to anger or am I quick to condemn? Ooh. Good question to ask ourselves. Am I slow to anger? Remember here, it talks about, in the Greek it says, having a long temper. Or in other words, having a very, very long fuse. We're patient. All right? We're patient. In other words, we just don't fly right off the handle. Another question here in this questionnaire. Does others describe me as calm and laid back, or impatient and easily offended? Does my patience with others mirror God's patience with me? And do I truly forgive others, or do I hold grudges? I believe Brother Mike talked about a little bit about that this morning, right? And what makes it hard? If you have trouble with forgiveness, what makes it hard to forgive others? What makes it hard to forgive others? And so as we finish up tonight, I want to look here in Colossians, and I want to read verses 11 through 13 as we finish up. It says, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, That mercy that comes from within. All right? That mercy that comes from within. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Verse 13 says, forbearing one another, or in other words, putting up with one another. That's what we have to do sometimes. We don't click with everybody. We don't get along with everybody. But sometimes we have to forbear one another. We have to forbear one another. Forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And so tonight, young people, how's the long suffering? Do we suffer long? Or do we have short suffering syndrome? Only you can answer that question tonight. But God wants us to be long suffering people. God wants us to be merciful to